This is Ozarks at Large. As Mike Beebe's time as governor of Arkansas is winding down, the race for that office is heating up. Yesterday, we heard a conversation between Roby Brock with our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, and Republican Asa Hutchinson. Now we hear from his opponent in the race, Democrat Mike Ross, who highlights his plan for jobs, the economy, and universal pre-K if elected governor of the state.
A lot of talk about pre-K, K through 12, higher education, there's tax cuts, there's government efficiency, there's obviously some big economic development components in there. Let's start with this pre-K debate. This has been a big plank for you in here. You're looking at potentially 8 years to fully implement what you want to do in pre-K. What do you do in the interim with those folks that aren't going to be in that window of inclusion and are already in the public school system, the education system, and looking for jobs?
Well, I think I've said I want to be the education governor. Whether you want to talk about poverty issues, hunger issues, crime issues, prison overcrowding issues, more better paying jobs, quality of life issues, healthcare issues, it all starts with education. And I think we have to have a long-term and a short-term approach to it. I think a lot of times politicians or policymakers or legislators, even governors and presidents, I mean, I think there is a desire to come up with a plan that can be implemented within a year or two so you can then take credit for it and run for re-election on it.
Right.
And, you know, it's not unique just to Arkansas, but in Arkansas, we've made a lot of progress in education, but we're 49th in America in terms of adults with a college degree. So part of this plan is something that I may never get credit for, and that's okay though if we can change Arkansas standing in America and in the world as it relates to education.
What's the most immediate thing you could do as governor to cause some sort of paradigm shift? What you're talking about doing with pre-K is obviously a long-term, a generational challenge that we've talked about. What's the one thing you could do on day one to flip the switch and start improving the situation from where it is now?
I think you look at 100 ninth graders, 20 of them aren't going to finish high school. 40 of them is going to go to college. Only 20 is going to graduate college. We're 49th in America in terms of adults with a college degree. We can do better. We must do better. But what about the other 80? A lot of young people today, they feel like we look down upon them if they do not go to college. They feel like they've got three options: college, military, minimum wage. Well, there's a fourth option out there. I still call it BoTech, but career and technical training. We've got great community colleges. We've got some good technical schools. We need greater partnerships between K through 12, community colleges, technical schools, and existing industry so that these young people who do not choose to go to college, they can learn a skill, they can learn a trade, get a certification, and get a good paying job. And in doing so, it helps provide our state with that educated, trained, and skilled workforce we need to attract the good-paying jobs of today and tomorrow.
Let's talk about tax cuts, because this is another centerpiece of your jobs plan. You've talked about realigning, modernizing the state income tax code, also a manufacturer's tax cut. All told, that's a little over $610 million in, if you did it all at once, which I know you've advocated kind of sliding into a lot of that. How did you come to the decision on modernizing the state income tax code? Did you consider some other tax variables, tax cut variables?
We looked at a lot of things, but I think it's about bringing lower fare taxes to the hardworking folks in this state, creating a more competitive business environment in this state. Look, we've got six state income tax rates in Arkansas, and yet 60% of the folks are in the top two rates. One out of every three is in the top rate. Really? I mean, and so there's huge discrepancies. The top rate starts at $34,000 a year. So a single mom working two jobs to try and make ends meet, earning $34,000 a year, is paying the same state income tax rate as someone making $340,000 a year or someone making $3.4 million a year. There's nothing fair about it, and I want to fix it and get it back to what was envisioned when the legislature created these brackets and these rates back in 1971, because what happened for 25 years, they didn't index the income for inflation. So in 1971, when these brackets and these rates were established, the median household income in Arkansas was $8,000 a year, and folks were paying about 4% state income tax. Today, the median household income still way too low, $40,000 a year, and yet it throws them in the top bracket, because for 25 years we didn't index those brackets for inflation. And then the manufacturing, taking the sales tax off manufacturing parts, replacement parts and repairs. Look, I know it doesn't sound real sexy probably, but it is so important. I've been doing economic development all my life. This is the number one tax reform proposal recommended by the state Chamber of Commerce. And here's why it's important. Surrounding states do not charge that sales tax. And as a result, it puts us in a very non-competitive situation. I've been involved in retaining Cooper Tire, and I was very involved in retaining Cooper Tire in Texarkana, Firestone Building Products in my hometown in Prescott. You know, when the economy gets sluggish, industry, they have to decide which plant to close. Oftentimes, they close the plant that is least modernized. And we spend all this money trying to get industry to locate here. But then we tell them over the years, we want you to continue to modernize, but if you do, we're gonna tax you. And so, you know, a plant that's been here for 20 years, putting people to work, if they need to replace a part or modernize their plant to ensure they're here long-term,
they're paying sales tax we're on paying, it, other states
we're
not.
Paying sales right. tax on it. They're not in other states. A new industry that comes in, by the way, who hadn't been putting people to work for 20 years, they don't pay sales tax right. on the same equipment.
Did you ever consider or contemplate cutting the corporate income tax? That is a smaller dollar figure in terms of your an overall tax budget. It's about $400 million a year. It's a volatile income category, as you well know from your years in the state Senate. And it would send a signal that Arkansas is open for business if there is no corporate yeah. income tax right here. Did you give that any thought or consideration?
I did, and I'm interested in hopefully being able to pursue something on that. I know some states basically say no corporate income tax for the first 10 years if you bring your business and make an investment and put people to work in your state. I think that's something that we should look at as well, because it's not going to reduce revenue, because that's revenue we currently do not have.
But you're talking about extending it to new industry that might locate here.
I think it's something we should look at. I'd like to talk to the legislature about it and work with Democrats and Republicans in a bipartisan way to see if we can't do something. You know, the bottom line is this. This is not Washington. Money doesn't grow on trees. We don't print money. We don't deficit spend. We've got to have a balanced budget first. We need to fund education, Medicaid, public safety. And then as we have revenue growth, I want to do some of these things exactly the same way that Governor Beebe took the sales tax off groceries. It's actually a 12-year process. We're seven and a half years into it. 80% of the sales tax on groceries is now gone. He wasn't able to do it all in year one in a fiscally responsible way. He's done it the correct way. And I want to do this the correct way. And I think the first thing you got to do is bring fairness mm-hmm. to the state income tax code for working families in Arkansas. And again, it's just not right that the top rate in Arkansas starts at $34,000 a year.
That was gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross speaking with Roby Brock with our content partner Talk Business and Politics. That conversation originally aired on KATV in Central Arkansas this past Sunday morning. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.